Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. All of you guys out there can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. It is Thursday, a TV theme song Thursday, so that means, of course, Teicher's Tower of Trivia at the bottom of the hour. That is always fun. So you want to check that out. Rob, let's go back to the NFL as Baltimore and Cincinnati battle. And Baltimore going, you know, have to play it now without their tight end, Mark Andrews, who obviously is the favorite target of Lamar Jackson.
Yep,
all
10 loss.
Of his touchdowns come with Andrews on the field. Yeah, it's a big loss, but they got the best defense in the league. It's just going to be a slugfest. It's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight between these two teams, and we will see which one emerges victorious. But, Rob, another team we mentioned, is this a must-win for the Bengals? Well, another team that's in dire straits that nobody expected to be are the Buffalo Bills. They're 5-5. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, but I think now we both feel that way. That they're not going to make the playoffs. They got a shot. They still got a shot, but their schedule is tough. And they're just not playing good football. And, of course, Rob, after that last loss on Sunday, Stephon Diggs' brother, Trayvon Diggs, tweeted out that we got to get 14 out of there. That's his brother, Stephon, of course. And then after sleeping on it, woke up in the morning 12 hours later and doubled down.
Double down.
And tweeted, I'm paraphrasing, but everybody knows, you know, what Josh Allen, he just said he. I think he called him he or whatever he did.
Right.
Didn't start balling out or didn't really start playing well until bro got there, until Stephon got there. It's true that Josh became better. We talked about that, Rob, on this show when Stephon got there.
We sure did. We talked about it.
But Stephon got a lot better, too. Stephon never made the Pro Bowl before Josh Allen. Before he played with Josh Allen,
and
he had been in the year five years.
And that's a big thing. You can poo-poo it
it's
all
both
you
of
want.
Them,
right.
Yeah, both of them helped each other. Two great players at, you know, complementary positions, and they helped each other. And that's why it'd be nice if they can stick together, Rob. But Stephon addressed the tweets today, and here's what he said.
I'm not responsible for how other people feel. Anybody in this room, for this man, a reporter, a player, even my own brother, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love my brother. And the space that my brother's coming from is my family. You know what I'm saying? So you want to know how he feels, you got to take it up with him. If it was another fan or anybody else that commented on the game, y'all wouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just happened to be that it's my brother. But for me, I'm like, all right,
you asking me how my brother feels, you know what I'm saying? You got to ask my brother how he feels about it. I never really said anything about being unhappy or in the instance of that. So when you're drawing conclusions as to stuff I've never said, that's what kind of troubles me because it kind of creates chaos where I haven't created.
But can I, Stefan?
Go ahead. I know. All right. He's being totally naive. All right.
Yeah. Ahead, well, that's putting it kindly. No, first of all, it's your brother. It's not just another fan.
Fan, exactly.
If somebody woman says I'm ugly, so right. what? If right. my wife says it, it's a different story.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, come on, Stefan, please. And then secondly, he says he's upset, I guess, with the media because he's like, I've never said, you know, I'm unhappy here and I want out and people are drawing these conclusions. That's what makes me upset. Well, if you never, I mean, his line of speaking, Rob, if you never said that to Trayvon, then you should be upset that he put it out there.
100%.
Right?
That would be the pushback is that, A, I never said that. I'm not, I can't believe my brother would even say that because I never said that to him. Chris, end of story.
Right.
I can't believe my brother said that.
And
not
I called
at one
him,
time.
Because you got brothers just like me, Rob.
Right.
And I called him and was
and
like,
said,
dude,
what are you doing? What are you
doing?
Right. Like no. I've never mentioned that to my brother. And for saying that, he can't understand why people would draw conclusions. When your family, Chris, as you said, people who are close to you, who you let your guard down against, right? Because you expect them to have confidence. You can speak to them in confidence, right?
Right. Absolutely. We all have confidants. And,
yes.
and it's not a reach to think your brother, who we all know you're close with, and that's great, that he's your confidant.
Right. And he knows how you really feel. And if anybody does, it's probably your flesh and blood,
yep.
right? Absolutely. So, I mean, that's the naivete of it is like, I can't believe you would just take some random person's thoughts and think that they have anything to do with me. No, it's
but
not
Rob,
some random
is it,
person.
Is
it's
it
your
naivety?
Brother.
Is it naivety or is he just playing?
Playing
I can't
dumb?
Believe it's naivety.
Yeah. Well, maybe
I think
just he's playing dumb.
And look, if my brother, who I am close with, tweeted out something like that about me, and if I said it to him, I would still call and be like, yo,
what are you doing?
You wasn't supposed to put that out there, man. I want you to retract it, and I got to deal with it. I'm still on the team. I got to deal with this.
Right.
Right? Like, even if I knew it was right. I'm like, dude, come on, man.
That was
you can't
for
put
you.
That out there.
That's that was for you, your ear.
Right. And if I didn't tell him that, and I never said I went out, I would be like, dude, like, what are you doing? You got to put out a retraction. And I'm going to be asked about this tomorrow, of course. And I'm going to say, I did not tell my brother that. And I talked to him last night. And I told him, you better put that retraction. I mean, we close. That's my brother. I love him. But right. he was out of line. He was wrong. I've never said I want out of here. We in a tough stretch, but we trying to win. I believe in our team. Like, come on, man. I mean, he and Rob, we don't know. Rob G, maybe you listened to you heard the whole interview. So jump in if you have something. But Rob, I'm hoping he was asked, well, did you talk to Trayvon?
Right.
What'd you tell him? Like you know what
like
I mean? Because I would call my brother that night.
Right. Well, we don't get all the follow-ups because we always ask where the follow-up questions. You know what I mean? That
yep.
to try to pin somebody down. And it's real easy. And like, Chris, I used to do this all the time. And I used to just ask people yes or no questions. I've talked to you about this before. There's no wiggle room. And then you have to explain yourself. If I say to you, did you ever tell your brother you were unhappy in Buffalo? Yes or no?
Right.
There's no, do you see what I'm saying? There's no
right.
wiggle room.
Yep.
And he has to answer it. And then he could go from there to explain, Chris. But that's when you really want somebody. Some people have always said, you don't ask yes or no questions. That's not true. Because you
right.
can't wiggle out of a yes
that
or no.
clarity.
Yes, clarity. Did you ever tell your brother you were unhappy in Buffalo? There's a yes or no. That's all I want. Yes or no. No.
I mean,
did you talk to your brother since this came out and asked him why he said this when you've never said this to him? Do you see it? Now I'm getting more information from him. That's the way I would handle it.
No, I agree. And I don't, Rob G, did you hear more of the interview? Do you know if those questions were posed to Stephon Diggs? I don't know if Rob might have maybe
Rob G's on a
bathroom
break
or something.
TMI, Chris. We don't need to know he's on a bathroom break.
No, I don't know. I'm just.
I mean, could you guess that he was getting places, a sandwich?
So many people. Well, that's believable. Yeah,
oh, look at you. There you go.
He might have went to a sandwich. Probably went to get a triple decker burger and some fries and a Coke across the street.
Or he went to get a manwich. You remember that? Those used to be. Remember that?
Sloppy Joe's.
Right, Sloppy Joe's.
When's the last time you had a Sloppy Joe? I haven't had a Sloppy Joe in, gosh. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Sloppy Joe's were good as a kid. Absolutely. But they were called, not a meal, they were a manwich. Not a sandwich, a manwich.
But Rob, from Stephon's comments, I tend to, like, he did not dispel any thought that his brother's right. Like that his brother, that those are Stephon's actual feelings. You know? And look, and the behavior, and I get it, receivers have, for whatever reason, Rob. Nowadays, and really the last few decades, they've been volatile, right? Michael Irvin, Randy Moss, you know, a lot of, you know, diva receivers, they call them. Ocho Cinco, all that. So he's not the only one. He's not the first. T.O., of course. But, you know, that type, when you behave that way, it's easy to believe things like you want out. You know, like you're not happy, even if that's not true.
And then what happened before, during the off-season training, right?
Right, right, right. Nah, it just, so that's the stuff, you know, people aren't just making stuff up out of the blue. I hate the thought of Stephon leaving Buffalo because I think he's got a great quarterback with all his warts, and Stephon's a great receiver, and they could really be something special. They already are. They haven't won a championship, but they got a great connection.
But we always talk about it. You don't even know. You go to other places and
right,
and you don't know. Like and we always bring
Devontae Adams.
Like you go in there, and then that quarterback got jettisoned out, Chris, and now you're like scrap heap of quarterbacks.
Right.
You don't even know who's throwing.
You may never play with another great quarterback.
No, nope.
I mean, real talk.
That's a real possibility in Vegas.
Yep. So I just, you know, we'll see how this team responds to this. But I don't think Stephon dispelled any notion that he wants out. And we'll see if that becomes a problem. I think, Rob, one of their biggest problems is their lack of mental toughness, their lack of togetherness. They just seem like a team that's emotionally spent. They really do. And you know, it is what it is. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Stephon Diggs convince you that he does not want out of Buffalo? 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
I'm out.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, the Odd Couple's brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining a motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. Rob, Cincinnati's up 10-7. Zay Flowers just took a short pass from Lamar Jackson and went to the house. What was it, Rob? About 60 yards? 65 yards? But unfortunately, there was a hold on the play. Yes, it was against the Ravens. Is that a OBJ? Was it on OBJ?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it looks like it was on OBJ.
To wipe out a big play.
Did it look like a huge hole? Like, I got to see the block again. The block looked decent to me, but maybe grab jersey. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Stephon Diggs, did he erase your thoughts that he wants out of Buffalo when he addressed his brother Trayvon's tweets?
All right, Chris, let's start with Matt in Vermont. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, first, thank you for taking my call. It's rad that I actually get to talk to you both, and especially
yes.
Todd, who I've watched a lot. So I think the Stephon Diggs deal is such a cheap move, and like defending is don't talk about my family like that. Well, right. Hey, your brother's out there tweeting right. out of pocket. We're going to talk about it.
Right.
Are you kidding me? And, of course, I agree. He is his strongest confidant. There's no denying they're super close. But Stephon's, like, untradeable. Like, there's, like, millions tied to it. I think the media needs to shut up, but I think Trayvon also does, too. But I think that there's some truth there.
I definitely think there's some truth there. Thank you for the call.
And Chris, we appreciate the support.
Hold on.
Quick.
There is more drama, and it's all McDermott. that.
Oh, we know that.
We've been saying that. We're with you on that.
The
contract extension was a mistake. Let him prove something this year.
You can't keep getting rid of everybody, Chris. You know what I mean? At some point, it's you. But we got kind of breaking news a little bit.
Yeah. Right? Is Steve going to do it or I just announce it?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Guys, quarterback Joe Burrow of the Bengals is headed to the locker room with a hand injury. He can't even grip and throw the football on the sidelines. Wow. Apparently, this was a pre-existing injury, and then he got hit by Clowney on a play in this first half of the game. Currently, it's Bengals leading 10-7 at the Ravens. Jake Browning warming up at quarterback. Already, Baltimore tight end Mark Andrews left early with an ankle injury. He will not return, and they're currently in a drone delay in Baltimore. Second quarter. Back to you.
Thanks, Steve.
That's bad news for Bengals fans. Are you kidding?
That's huge news. And Rob, the one thing, and we'll see how serious this is, but he can't grip the football. That sounds like it's fairly serious. We both know, and we've both stated, Joe Burrow is a fantastic quarterback. But he's injury prone. I mean, I'm not breaking any news with that, but that's a problem. That's a serious problem for him, Rob. He is an injury prone. And, that's not necessarily his fault, but he has trouble staying healthy. I mean, that's the whole reason they're 5-4 right now. Because he was injured at the beginning of the year and just got injured in a random rollout, untouched in practice, was injured his rookie year, and obviously had the knee injury. And now this year has just been full of injuries. So it's unfortunate, Rob, and hopefully it doesn't keep him from fulfilling his potential. But to this point, it's been a problem almost every year with him.
Yeah, disappointing. Very disappointing. It's the nature of the sport, but some players,
you know,
Chris,
for him, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the nature of the sport. People get hurt all the time, but there are certain players who seem to get hurt more often, or you know, it's just I don't know what it is. Like some guys, Anthony Davis, Chris, in other sports, right? Giancarlo Stanton for the Yankees, they just can't stay healthy for a full year.
I always say, like, to be able to play football at that level, 17 games for 15 years or whatever it is, 82 games of basketball or baseball, hundreds, like, there's a genetic component. I mean, we all know genetically that's what contributes to them being great athletes. But also, Rob, like, everybody's not built, can't do that. Everybody can't go through 17 NFL games. I'm just being serious. Like, it is, there's a genetic component to how your bones, whatever it is, but everybody can't do that, or 82 games in the NBA. And so I don't know that that's the case with him, but he has been injury prone, and quarterbacks don't, you know, they tend to stay healthy, Rob. Obviously anybody can get hurt randomly, but most of the great quarterbacks, you think of them, you know, they play for the most part. So it's unfortunate that he went down like this. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. If you want to weigh in on the Stephon Diggs situation with his brother Trayvon, feel free.
Yeah, we still got a couple calls, don't we, Rob G? Sergio in SoCal, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, thank you for taking the call, man. I hope you guys are blessed tonight.
Yes, sir.
You too, bro.
Hey, so I think this is one of those situations where I genuinely want to give Stephon Diggs like the benefit of the doubt that maybe it's been that fairly, you know, like slightly talked about in the past, but he hasn't told them anything as of late. And Trayvon Diggs was just kind of telling like his side. I mean, he's an NFL player himself, right? So he can speak his mind on Twitter, and it's going to get a lot of views. But the reason Stephon Diggs hasn't said anything to disqualify his words It's because it's one of those situations where he's like, yeah, I didn't tell him to say anything, but I mean, he's not wrong, though. You know what I'm saying? And he's
well, that's what we're saying. Right. That's what we're saying.
Not right. But otherwise, you denounce it if it's not, right. if that's not what you, it'd be easy. I love my brother. He's wrong. I never said that to
right.
him. And I don't want to go anywhere. Okay. End of conversation. That, like, he's wrong. I talked to him this morning. I told him, I don't know why you would put that out there. I never told him that. I'm happy here. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. Can we get on to the next thing? That's what I would have said.
That's it. That would settle it. That would absolutely
end the conversation.
And Rob, like I said, you got a brother. You're close yep. with your brothers. I'm close with my brother. It wouldn't end the relationship. It's not about that. It, you love your brother, but it's like he was wrong.
I don't know
what he was thinking. And I told him, like, dude, come on.
Like, where'd you get that from? I never told you that. And why would you put that out there? Rafael, in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rafael?
What's going on, brothers? Real quick. Yeah, but to me, in my opinion, Stefon, he's been wanting out of Buffalo for a minute now. He started butting heads with Josh Allen when Josh started to get a little more shine, and Stefon felt that he should get the ball on every play. Stefon started butting heads with McDermott. I should be getting the ball on every play. And I remember, I think when Cole Beasley, fans loving Cole and everything like that, Stefon thought that Cole was getting too many passes. The dude is never satisfied to me. He then went out of Buffalo. I think when he signed that contract, I thought I read a comment or something about him where he felt that he needed his contract renegotiated or restructured or something.
Well, that did come out, I thought, last year or year. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And he had just signed a year or so before. Now, look, right. Stefon has been unhappy. Like, Minnesota kind of worked his way out of there. And, yeah, people are saying that's kind of what's going on now. And like we said, he didn't really dispel that notion by addressing his brother Trayvon's tweets.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Teichert's Tower of Trivia.
That's right. It is Teichert's Tower of Trivia. The segment proving you got to like sports to work in sports media. Star this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast, the man who has no issues taking his clothes off for money if it'll get him follows on the gram. None other than my guy, Alex Teichert.
Often duplicated, but never... I guess you could say duplicated. But what's up, guys? It's good to be here. How are we living?
What's up, man?
You know what's funny?
Alex, man, it's great to hear your voice, bro.
Chris, it's good to see you, man. I mean, I never get to see you, but it's good to see you, so.
Yeah, man.
What about me, Alex? Do you miss me being in the studio
Rob,
on
I do,
Thursday
because
night?
How are we going to win tonight if you're not here?
You're not. That's
what are you talking
you're
about,
not.
Chris?
Yes. I mean, actually, he's got his text. His
Alex,
phone,
check,
he can text
check your
you.
Phone, Alex. I'm just saying.
I got my phone right here, Rob. Thank you.
All right, guys, let's get right to it. In honor of the Oakland A's announcing that they are moving to Vegas, hopefully
in 10 years, is that when the deal is? Yeah.
All of these questions are Oakland A's themed. I flipped a coin during the update. And Chris Broussard gets question number
Wait
one.
Wait a minute. How does a baseball guy not get first question?
Well, I thought
well,
Chris was
who,
the baseball
who's the
guy.
Baseball guy?
Oh, okay.
Rob, who'd I pick to win the AL MVP?
Oh, here we go.
Rob, who's you said you were the NASCAR guy, remember?
Shohei Ohtani?
He's the NASCAR guy.
Who, yes, who'd I pick to win National League MVP? Preseason, y'all, months ago. Ronald Acuna Jr. Give me my props, Alex the Bongo.
No bongos.
It should be bongos
oh,
for that.
Alex.
Rob, that is special. That is special. Got both MVPs, right?
Alex, why?
Who'd you pick?
Alex,
who'd you
Alex,
pick? Alex,
I can't remember.
You know what, Rob?
Alex.
I will say this, though. It's good to work with two individuals that won't make up stories. I do say I know, that.
Right.
A good
Even if
go.
They will stall right. during the game.
That's okay.
Yes. We're not, we
right,
won't
here,
make it
here
up.
We go. Here we go. Here we go. Alex, you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one for Chris. There was a movie made about the Oakland A's of the early 2000s. That movie, and a book, actually, was called Blank Ball.
Alex, here we go. Cash...
Money.
That is correct.
Yeah, boy.
What a clue.
All right, Rob, level number two.
Didn't even make it up. Look at you.
Speaking of Moneyball.
I'm mad. Ain't no way.
Why
he should
get that. Why are
you mad? Speaking of Moneyball, Rob, the protagonist of the story is longtime A's executive, none other than Billy Blank.
So this is a last name?
Yes.
Come on. Really? Really?
I'll remember that. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. Okay, Chris, relax. Alex, are you ready?
You cheat more than Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh.
I think Rob Parker is going after the Astros title right now. Season-long cheating right here. I'm ready, Rob.
Jelly.
Give me the question again, Rob G.
Moneyball, the movie and the book.
Yes.
Protagonist of the story, longtime A's executive, Billy Blank.
Jelly? What are you
Alex,
trying to say?
Don't overthink it.
I feel like I am.
No, Rob, don't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
You've already said enough. And then some. Golly.
Jelly? Peanut butter?
Incorrect.
All right, here we go. What did Rob say? What was Rob?
He said
nothing.
Jelly.
Don't bring that up, Alex.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay, my bad.
Listen closely, Alex.
Okay.
String.
Cheese.
Oh, incorrect.
That was a great clue.
That's what came to mind.
All right.
You want me to go, Rob? You want to pass?
No, I don't want you to go. All right, here we go, Alex.
I need some help here, Rob.
You got the other clues you already have.
Yes.
Right?
Jelly,
string.
Okay, here we go.
I don't know what you guys are trying to say.
Bag.
Wow, that's a bad clue. That's a horrible clue.
No, it's not, Alex. Wow. Think about what you got already.
Okay.
Jelly. That's all right.
Bag. Peanut?
That's incorrect.
I'm so confused.
All right, here we go, Alex. Oh, all right.
Green
bean?
Yes.
That is correct.
Now, come on, no jelly bean.
Bag?
What was bag?
Types of bean?
Should I go baked?
Should I go green or baked?
Bag. Alex has a bean bag in his room, I'm sure, that he's watching TV on.
Bean bags went out in the 70s, Rob. My God.
By the way.
Just because this TV theme's on Thursday don't mean
string bring bean? It back to.
You never heard of a string bean?
No.
Yeah, it's a vegetable.
Especially you, Alex.
They're going to pull his vegan card. I can feel it.
I know. I was about to say,
it's
man.
It's a green bean.
I think that'd
like
be
a staple.
String bean.
I know
in
green
the
beans.
Household.
I don't know string beans.
All right. So Chris is up 17 to nothing.
It's a route.
By the way, shout out to Jake Browning.
You want to just bring in the bongos and dance for the rest of the segment?
Jake Browning had a completed pass before tonight. He's completed two on this drive, even though one's in
review. Look at this.
Guy's a legend. All right. Here we go. Chris up 17.
It's my turn, actually.
Yes.
I'm about to bury him now.
Vida Blank. The ace of the Oakland staff that won three World Series back in the 70s. He's actually been a guest on the show.
Can you read that again?
Vida Blank.
Vida.
Was the ace of the Oakland staff that won three World Series in the
70s. Vida. Okay. I'm trying.
He's still thinking it.
That is great.
All right,
bag?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
So bag of beans.
Here we go, Alex.
Okay, I'm ready.
Any day now, Ben Maller's
next.
All right. Navy?
Vida Army?
I was about to say, don't overthink.
Not to be confused with Army Hammer.
Oh, right. Yes, or Hammer Army. Time.
Hammer Time, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we
nothing.
Go. No, I here we go. I got this pass. Is Alex, this is a layup.
Navy?
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Rob. Please. Let's get you back in this.
Only thing that you need to say is the clue, Rob.
Okay, Chris, can
layups.
I talk? Okay. All right, Alex,
Chris,
you ready?
Chris, you had your time. I'm ready.
That's right. Jet.
Blue.
Yes.
That is correct.
I like
you
that.
You know what? Good job, Rob. But I still won.
You
Alex,
over
the bongo. It's time to break.
No, it ain't. We got 2 minutes.
What's the score?
It's a comeback.
17-9.
It's a comeback.
Relax.
All right, here we go, Rob, for the win. The A's of the 80s were led by power hitters Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco.
Yes.
Who folks refer to as the Bash Blank.
Okay.
Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob.
All right, here
Don't
we go.
Don't call to come back.
Tonight, Rob. Tonight,
all right,
please.
I'm trying to think
Doug
of
Gottlieb is next.
Something good. Doug Gottlieb
We are on
is
the
next.
Clock.
Jonas Knox is warming up.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. You ain't even close.
All right, here we go. Ready?
What's up with Brady Quinn? I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Jonas?
Brothers?
Yeah!
We have
what
a new champion.
Back.
What a comeback.
All right, couple, keep it locked. No. Fox Sports Radio.
No, what a comeback.
This ain't right.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
I was down 17-0 in this bad boy. Turn it up, Alex. You should see my head bopping here in Detroit.
Look at you making a Patriots comeback at halftime, Rob. Good
Man.
Job. Rock with me, Chris.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. We are wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios and brought to you by Progressive. Progressive is making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We talked about it on the show earlier. Huge NFL game today with playoff implications. A lot of people think it was a must win or is a must win for the Bengals. And right now, just moments before halftime, it's 14-10 Baltimore over Cincinnati. But the big news is that the Bengals superstar quarterback Joe Burrow is out for the rest of the game with a wrist injury. He had thrown, he was cooking, I mean, 101 yards, a passer rating of 100, 11 for 17, and one touchdown. But now he is out for the rest of the game. Rob G., is there any more on Burrow at this point?
At this point, no, his return is still questionable. Highly unlikely, though, you know, given that he was in the locker room. But it's interesting that this happened because there's now rampant speculation that this may not have been a new injury for Joe Burrow, actually an aggravation of something that happened earlier. Because interestingly enough, the Bengals, before the game, actually yesterday, tweeted and deleted a video of the team arriving in Baltimore for the game. And apparently the reason why it was deleted is because in the video, it shows the guys walking around and there's Joe Burrow, of course, the star of the team.
What a
and
cast
he,
on.
He had a black brace or yep. some kind of sleeve on his throwing hand. So he already came into the game with some kind of issue, and people think that this may have just aggravated or worsened what he already had.
Rob G, you sure that wasn't one of those carpal tunnel things that people wear? Remember, I couldn't get over it. Chris, you know what I'm talking about, right? You see a lot of people in the newsrooms had those carpal tunnel things on.
Yep. Did you ever use those?
I never had that. I never got it.
Yeah, I never did.
Did you get it? Rob G, you use a laptop a lot. Did you ever have carpal tunnel?
Never, but my mom did.
See, your mom got it. And what is it? What does it do? Is it, does she, her hand, like,
it basically gets stiff and she can't, you know, do things with it. She actually had to get, I mean, they called it an outpatient surgery, but it wasn't really that. They stuck like a needle into her top of her hand.
Wow.
And didn't inject anything. They just kind of moved the tendons around a little bit with the needle, and that was her quote-unquote treatment for it.
Wow. I saw a ton of people with that.
Look, we talked before about, is this a must-win for Cincinnati? I said I don't believe so. I thought if they lose tonight that they can still make the playoffs. But obviously, depending on this, that all hinges on the severity of this injury for Joe Burrow. Rob, if he has to miss a couple games, and I'm sure he's going to try everything he can to play. He might even try to come back tonight, right? But if he has to miss a couple games, then they're toast. They're toast.
Oh, yeah, no, they can't withstand that because you already laid it out. They lose tonight, they got to win 6 out of 7.
Yep.
You ain't winning 6 out of 7 without Joe Burrow behind center, okay?
No way.
I don't care who else you got in your bag of tricks, Chris. That ain't happening.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And they got, look, the Steelers, the Jags, the Colts. I mean, I mentioned their schedule before. I mean, it's just teams that they can beat, but teams that are tough, you know, that you have to be clicking on all cylinders to beat most of these teams on their schedule. And Jake Browning, God bless him, he completed 2 passes, Rob G, tonight.
Now what happened?
First 2 passes of his career. But he's not going to be able to get it done. And so, and Baltimore may run away with this. Rob, they're up 14-10, but threatening to score within a minute before the half. They're certainly, looks like it, at the very least, going to get
a field goal.
Yeah, at the very least. But
it's so, a shame, you know, too. Just a shame.
It is. And Rob, like I said, I don't say this disparaging. I'm not talking about Joe Burrow like, and I don't even like, I'm not even saying it disparagingly about this guy, but I'm not talking about him like Anthony Davis, you know, where we talk about some of the nagging injuries, little bumps and bruises here and there. I mean, Joe Burrow gets hurt. Like, he has real injuries that keep him out. And obviously it's more of a contact sport than basketball. So, but Rob, he has trouble staying healthy. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, we've seen it twice this year.
Right.
And
it's disappointing because we want to see this dude play.
Yeah, he's great. He to me is, I think, clearly the second best quarterback in the league.
And he's one of these guys who moves the needle and has from the day he arrived and got his team to a Super Bowl the second year, Chris. Remember his first year he got hurt and only played, what, 6 or 8 games?
7 games, I think.
Seven games.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. And what we like about him, Rob, is he is a winner. Even though he hasn't won a Super Bowl, we talked about it. Look, if you're that guy, go to Cincinnati and make them winners. And he did it.
Yep. Everybody was saying,
it's like
don't
CJ
go there.
Stroud.
Don't go to Cincinnati. Yep. Oh, that's a bad place. And then we were like, what? He's from Ohio. Why
right.
would you want to turn it around and beat up the native son, Chris, who gets it done in your own home, you know, home state or whatever?
Yep.
Are you kidding?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And Rob, the Ravens did just score Lamar Jackson a pass to Rashad Bateman, And so they're up 20, probably about to go up 21-10 if they, you know, after they kick the extra point.
It's just another blown lead for them that they can blow. No, I'm just not with Joe Burrow.
I mean,
not
they right, without Burrow. If Burrow was healthy, I'd still be like concerned. Now it's probably over, right? I mean, number one, Baltimore's got the best defense in the league, or one of them.
They're probably not giving up much more tonight,
right? Not to Jake Browning. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. Thank you for joining us, but keep it locked on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM83. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are next, and you do not want to miss the fire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.